Now the theme running through here is a very simple theme. It's called a tabachatanu. We have to know that we're special, that we're Jewish, that we have nothing to do with the Olam HaGoy, and we have to know something even further, and that is that all the hashgacha in the world is only about the Yidden. Only about the Yidden. If there's 1.5 billion Chinese, that's because the Yidden need 1.5 billion Chinese. It's not because of any other reason. And if you don't believe me, the greatest union of nations is called the United Nations, yeah? All the biggest mahrim of the whole world get together to discuss one thing and one thing only. The Jews. If you don't believe that we're at the center of the universe and everything that's unfolding and everything that's happening is happening because of us and in response to the way we behave, we'll be missing the plot here completely. And we have to get that into the chinuch system somehow. Now this yesod has to be the beginning and the end of what we mechanech our children in. Adam ha-mechapes oichel hu Adam raif. Somebody's looking for food, it's because he's hungry, right? Adam shesove, eini mechapes es oish rei b'chut. Somebody who is satisfied, he's full. He's not looking for his enjoyment outside. B'masados u b'tiulim. L'noicha kol zos, l'ein adas l'hagdi l'libeinu. The other thing we have to engrave into our hearts is that there's no one as happy and as wealthy as us. Anu bonim l'Hashem Elokeinu. Hu yisbarach haboiru umani kol habruim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boiru umani kol habruim. If you think about the enormity of the world that Hashem created, you get brain freeze. Hu also esav yaseh kol ha-maasim. Hu gam mechake lanu v'reitze bonu. But he wants a personal relationship with me. Anu kviyochul mesamchim oisoi b'maseinu atoivim. Kviyochul, he gets pleasure from our maasim toivim. Leches haschvililu uboiche kishanu nicholim b'chet v'oivim al ritzoina. It causes him tza when we sin and don't do his rotzot. Not because like us, when someone doesn't listen to us, we get upset because they're not listening to me. He gets upset because it's not good for us. It's like a father who sees a child doing something that's not good for him. The father gets upset not because the child didn't listen to him. It's not about the father. It's because the child doing something that's hurting him. Im neidei zeis bebehirois, yelibeinu mole simcha. A person would get clarity in this area. His heart would be full of simcha. V'lo nechapes es ha'isha b'inyonim ha'chitzoinim v'ha'chimrim. Person wouldn't go looking for pleasure in other places. Rav Wasserman said, if a person's getting sipuk from learning Torah, he won't look for sipuk elsewhere. Once asked him about it, people become balei tshuva, they start doing meshugana things. You know, they start wearing tzitzis down to their ankles and they start wearing long coats, whatever. We asked him, well, what's it about? He said, not getting sipuk from his learning. If he gets sipuk from his learning, he wouldn't be looking for sipuk in other places. When you're looking for sipuk in other places, because you're not getting sipuk from your ruchnias.
But the people are looking for pleasure.
So because people are looking for pleasure. Yes, the human being is a machine.
One, yes.
A yes. Human being, yes. Excellent. A human being is a machine designed to seek pleasure. Mm-hmm. We're pleasure seekers. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're up to. That's what we're doing. The question is, where do we find our pleasure?
And relationships are the same things.
Only about pleasure. Every decision you ever made,
yes.
I've got shocking news for you. Yeah. Every decision you ever made was based on the pleasure principle.
Yeah.
Where am I going to get more pleasure? Every decision you ever make is based on that yesod. What's going to give me more pleasure? Sometimes it's subconscious, but it's there. The negia driving all our decisions is the pleasure principle. 100%. We choose where we get our pleasure from. So if you're getting pleasure, real pleasure, you know, five-star, five-class pleasure, then you're not going to go look for forgery. Somebody's got lots of money, doesn't print forged notes. Guy's got $50 million in the bank, he doesn't buy a printing press. He's not making forged notes. Why would forge notes? He's got plenty of the real stuff. And if somebody doesn't have enough of the real stuff, he starts looking for forgeries. It's a kol ziyuf. Kol ziyuf. But if you've got it and it's full and you have the real pleasure, the eternal pleasure, then you don't start looking for pleasures elsewhere. Lochos alone in ma'uma. Ne'emar aleinu atem koruim odom. We're not lacking anything, and we're told by Kodesh Baruch Hu b'kvedo atzma atem koruim odom. A game anu b'yadotenu v'alkach shezekinu shetzelem elok l'tzelem elokim. We're proud with our Yiddishkeit, with our Jewishness, and on that we were zeichet to have tzelem elokim. Tov lanu b'beitenu u'kvishenema shifti b'beis Hashem. It's good in my home. Shifti b'beis Hashem. Tov lanu l'sheves b'tzile demanusa u'lis'anen al-ziv ha'shchina. I need anything more? I'm telling you what he's saying, I'm not telling you what I'm saying. This is long, long, hard work this, to get out of this mud. Everything I have, I don't need anything else. Rabbi Alan Leib Zatzal was flying in an airplane over Niagara Falls. Now, I've flown over Niagara Falls. It's dazzling. I mean, I took pictures. It's the only time I've ever taken pictures in an airplane. Yeah. One of the few times I took pictures. I really, really take pictures. But it was. You ever been down on the ground and seen Niagara? You see it from an airplane that's flying low. It's scintillating. So it was in a private plane, and they wanted him to look. So they flew back again, and they flew back again. He refused to look. He said, I've got everything I need in front of me. He had a Gemara in front of me. He's learning. He's going to take my head out of the most exquisite pleasure in the world to go look at him, you know, water falling off the edge of the mountain. He wouldn't do it. I have a kasher, Reb Shimshon Feral Hirsch, went to see the Alps in his late years. Besides, everyone. Nishkin steer it, not a steerer. Aval, if the vote from our ladies is, if I'm having so much pleasure here, why would I stop and look for temporal pleasures? Look, Chai Benafsha. I don't think that, but that wasn't about our ladies' shot. He didn't say, no, I'm learning as a Chai Benafsha. He just said, I'm having too much pleasure, I can't stop. Yeah, but Nifla Boiris, he said, you know, come on, Nifla Boiris I have in front of me. I don't need Nifla Boiris outside. Yeshbo Amon, Amon Nifla Boiris. He didn't tie into that Mishnah. That's the lesson, yeah. You're right. If he tied into the lesson, you're right. You're into the world of Issa Heta. It's not Issa, yeah. It was just simply, we may be not getting that sense of Dveikas Tokosh Bokhli or Daf Gemara. Maybe have a chiv to look at the Niagara Falls. Maybe. If you look at the Niagara Falls, makes you feel like the goodness of the boy and it draws you close to Akash Bokhu, then maybe you have a gift. I'm not Paskin, don't look at the Niagara Falls. On the contrary, they were. They then used to go to zoos to see the Snifla boy race and whatever.
There are brochas.
These brochas, we say. Yeah, you know, the interesting why there's brochas only on two things.
Monkey
and elephants. Pelavit. That's a whole sugya. Whole sugya that. Yeah, that's what the word pill comes from, because the elephants are pillars. Yeah. They're very intelligent animals, incredibly intelligent. Monkeys, the Midrash says, came from the door of Flogger.
Yeah.
Reason why we say Mishana Habrius, he changes the Briat, is because monkeys they got it wrong. Darwin got it mixed up. He had us coming from monkeys. The monkeys came from us.
Yeah.
The Midrash says, the door of Flogger, Kodesh Baruch Hu made many of the humans that were there, turned them into monkeys. And that's where monkeys came from. That's why they're similar to us. He changed one chromosome, that's all. He just changed one chromosome, and you have a monkey. Yeah. Elephants, why Dafkan elephants is not, is, yeah. Why the Karambam on those brochas? Who those brochas are for? The brochas are for us. What kind of brochas are those? They're not brechas nanin, they're not brechas mitzvahs. What are those brochas? The Rambam has a whole shtickle on these two brochas. Very, very amazing. Those brochas are for us, in order to us to when you look at the Bria and you look at the world, you makash yourself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu through those brochas. You say brocha on a monkey. What am I doing with a monkey? My kesha an elephant. You're an elephant, you make a brocha. And on a giraffe, you don't. The Rambam there in Hilchos Brochot, I'm amazed. See the Loshen there, I don't remember exact Loshen, it's a Peledik Azach there.
Where is the Rambam?
In Hilchos Brochot.
Oh, Hilchos
Brochot.
You know what?
Look at it afterwards, I don't remember. I don't remember anything, and that's my excuse.
Really?
Now, I can remember what I heard, but I can't tell you where I saw it. Tov lanu v'zenu shiv t'beis Hashem tov l'shevet b'tzilum nusa shiv t'beis Hashem zu av v'tanugim Toiv lanu b'kiyam mitzvaysav u'b'siyas ritzoyna shel Hashem. I'm happy just to be doing the mitzvahs, keeping Hashem, sitting in, just basking in Hashem's glory. Ma'alanu l'chapes ta'anugim b'boires nishborim asher lo echilu amayim. What am I looking for pleasure in broken wells that can't hold water for? And we know that, everybody knows that with excruciating monotony, that all the pleasures out there, they dump you. Every one of the pleasures they offer you out there, they dump you, they leave you disappointed afterwards, no matter what it is. No matter what it is.
They are immediate. That means you get immediately.
Yeah.
The other one you have to.
But they dump you. After you've had the pleasure, they dump you, and then you need more, and then you need more. We know that. We know that. Everybody, no one here would say, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, really? Physical pleasure? You know, if you eat enough honey, you get sick? I didn't know that. Everybody knows. You know, the first teaspoon of honey is delicious, and by the time you get through half the jar, you're ill.
So is he also talking about pleasures that are mutter?
100% mutter. We said that yesterday.
No, mutter like kiddushim on Shabbos and.
What's wrong with that?
No.
It's been done the same mitzvah. If it's done the same mitzvah.
Have Torah clubs, you know.
So that could be an Issa Deraisa. I don't know. That could be Mamush. I'm saying once again. Everything's Parav in this world. A Kiddush is Parav. Even the Flasic ones in New York. A Kiddush is Parav. Question is, what do you do with that Kiddush? If it's some gluttony and an excuse to avoid Shabbos and avoid yourself on Shabbos, so therefore they'll carry you home after the Kiddush. I've seen that with my own eyes, watching people being carried home after the Kiddush on Shabbos. You know, the wives and kids are waiting for the Shabbos Suda, and he's plastered because he's finished two bottles of whiskey at the Kiddush. Obviously, that's but you go to Kiddush and you take pleasure and you feel Kiddush's Shabbos and.
No. Obviously, I'm talking about a Kiddush.
Depends why you're doing it. Once again, what are you doing it? Why are you doing it? It's in anything. You go to the bank to take money out of the bank. Could be an avail, it could be a mitzvah, it could be a nothing. A woman's changing a diaper. It's very important to know this. Because I'll say that people take gold and turn it into dirt. And the people that take dirt and turn it into gold. Who are they talking about? They're talking about a woman changing a diaper, or a man, for that matter, changing a nappy. Why are you changing the nappy? Because it smells. I've got to change the nappy. That's what you do. You just took gold and turned it into dirt. You're left with a dirty nappy. You took a night nappy and you changed it because it's a chesed to the child. And because if you don't change the diaper, no one else is going to. And you can make the child comfortable, then you're doing chesed to another human being. And you're isek vin v'hafter recha kamoiche. You just took a dirty diaper and turned it into gold. The same act. Two people sitting there doing exactly the same act. And the one's walking to Lama Bar with that diaper, and the other one just changed the dirty diaper. It's all about what we do, the machshava we have with the act we do. Same as eating, sleeping, drinking, walking, going to the beach, whatever it is that you do, depends why you're doing it. What's the kavana? You have the right kavana. A person can be davening and not having any kedusha, and another guy can be lying on the beach and generating more kedusha than the guy who's davening. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't go daven to go to the beach, but I'm just telling you, a guy could be davening and be generating no kedusha at all. Because he just, look, I don't know what he's doing. He's sitting there twitching his lips. And there's another guy who's on the beach. Why knows why he's on the beach? And he knows what he's using that for. And he knows how he's going to take the energy that he gets from the beach and he's going to use it afterwards to be midraimim and to serve Hashem better. Then that time on the beach was kulu kedusha. Depends on us what we take. Everything is parav. A few things that are not, but everything is generally parav. Depends what you do with it. Everything is. So if you use the kiddush properly, that's one of the five R's of being a mature person, is resources. Is how do you use the world as a resource? The world's a resource. How do you use the ice cream? How do you use the mazgan? How do you use this world? How do you use this world in order to get closer and to serve Hashem better? It's all in the world for us. Everything. Everything in the world's for me. How do you use it? That takes thought. You can't just do it automatically. That's what we're supposed to do. That was Avraham Avinu's whole chiddush. Is we're supposed to take this physical world and elevate it spiritually. I don't know if it's brought down. I once heard Rav Tetz saying, I don't know if it had a source for this, just his comment. He said, chickens daven that they should be eaten by tzaddik. Because they know that their lives are being elevated. They're being used for some valid purpose. go get eaten by a guy who's going to stick himself in front of a screen with a six-pack and watch a game. That's what the chicken's going to be used for. So then you just wasted a chicken. Depends what you do with your resources, yeah. I hold that's the difference. That's the difference between those that make it and those that don't. Is that tzak machshava before you do something. But the Hasidim, they have it with the Hineni Muchens and the Shem Yichuds. It's that little moment of preparation, that split second before you do something. The Gemara says, "Imutl afon of kol minei bosa v'dogim v'kol minei mitamim v'zaloshin." That if there's all this wonderful spread in front of you, yimshach es yotcha. You know what I'm talking about? Yimshach es yotcha. Hold back your hand. So the simple pshat is don't get involved. You know, leave it alone. Rabbi Pinkas said that's not pshat. Yimshach es yotcha means hold back for one second to think about what you're about to do. Where does this food come from? Who made it? Look at it. Look at the colors. Look at the textures. Look at the variety. Think about the genius standing in front of you, and then take a bite. Stop for 1 second and just think about what you're doing. You go to the kiddush. Beseder gamur, you know. So make sure you get to the corned beef before everybody else. I was once, remember that first time he took me to New York. Dovi took me off to New York. So we go to a place that's not exactly holding in Machov Osabalomai. To be polite, from guys. I mean, the level of het and issa there, you could eat in anybody's house, I promise you. The hechshers, the everything, everything. There's nothing, locha say anything in the levels there. So Friday night, the guy tells us, and there's a kiddush, there's a bar mitzvah tomorrow, we're going to daven, there's a bar mitzvah there, whatever. Is there going to be a kiddush? He says, but you got to get down there early, you get to the corned beef before everyone else, because the corned beef goes quickly. So I thought there's going to be 3 pieces of corned beef or whatever. There was about 6 different types of meat. There were 4 different types of cholent, okay? You know, Taimani, Swadi, Litvish, Hungarian. I'm telling you, I've never seen so much, and I'm an African, and I know what meat looks like. Okay? I've never seen so much meat at 9 o'clock in the morning. 15 different types of whiskeys. Well, this guy's telling you, you've got to get there fast, otherwise you miss the corned beef. You know, tragedy of tragedies, you miss the corned beef. There's another 9 different types of beef out there. You know, it's like, so if you're going down there because of the corned beef, you're missing the plot. You're missing the plot. You go down there and you enjoy it and you have a nice time and you use that for your Oynet Shabbos and you Makada Shabbos with it, you know, and Lishayim, Lichvoit, Atzmi, and off you go, you know. And yeah. Then you're using it properly, and if you go there and you that's the Ramban in Kedoshim to you.
Where was this?
Huh?
Where was this?
Anyway in New York.
I want an address.
What made it unbearably unpleasant was the noise down in that kiddush. I've never heard so much noise in my life.
And the dry cleaning building.
If there are 100 people there, you expect 50 people to be talking, right? And then 50 listening to the other 50 talking. There was 100 people talking. The noise level was, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Wow. So that kiddush didn't feel so good. You know, it was hard to connect. Yeah. Besides the lack of a mechitza and other problems as well. Let's not get... But that's... there's nothing more important than what you just asked. Stop for 1 second before you do something. Stop. Why am I doing this? What am I doing? What, how can I mechaber this to Hashem? You know, Reb Noach Weinberg Zatzal is his famous shiur called The 5 Levels of Pleasure. You ever heard it? Shlomo Karpus gave The 5 Levels of Pleasure, yeah. It's based on this, on the chinuch mitzvahs avos Hashem. So I said a shtickle chiddush based on Rav Pinkas on those 5 levels of pleasure, and he was masking with me, Rav Noach. The 5 levels of pleasure are physical pleasure, emotional pleasure, love, you know, the love you have for your kids or whatever, noble purpose, doing something really meaningful. The 4th level is creation, when you create something new, when you chiddush or you write something, you paint something, enormous pleasure. And the 5th level is dveikus to Hashem, cleaving to Hashem. Now, cleaving to Hashem is very far away from us. You know, by the time I get through a chocolate bar and loving my kids and some noble purpose and creating something, game's over. So it came to me that you can actually do the highest level of pleasure by eating a chocolate bar. If you just machaber that chocolate bar, that pleasure to Hashem. That's what Pinkas has a whole shiur on that called Kedushas Achila. Kedushas Achila. How you makadesh Achila. There's a pleasure in the physical world. And if you use your machshava to take that out and use that as a sibba to makash yourself to Hashem, whether it's through a koros atoyev, wherever it's through, okay, you're immediately taking the lowest forms of pleasure and connecting them to the highest form of pleasure, which is dveikus to Hashem. That means through a chocolate bar, through a box of popcorn or whatever, I can actually connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything like that in the world. If you think about it, that's all Rav Avigdor Miller ever spoke about. That's all he's talking about. Rav Avigdor Miller talks about an orange for an hour. So imagine if you could think about what he spoke about for an hour, if you could think about that for 30 seconds before you eat the orange. It's a completely different pleasure. It's a completely different orange. That orange is you and Hashem Mamash having a relationship together. And if you understand this and you use it and you focus on it, then the whole world just becomes one big Disneyland of pleasure from Hashem. You walk outside and it's raining. It's like a schmuck raining. It's so nice. Or you can say, oh, what a miserable day. You choose. But it requires machshava. Everything you eat, the body automatically does what it has to do with that food. It breaks it down, it separates it in the most amazing way. You know, the calcium goes off to the bones and the vitamins go, yeah, and this, and whatever's not necessary goes through the waste system. It's unbelievable. You do nothing, it all works automatically. The ruchniyastika aspect of that food, you have to extract. How do you do that? What part of the body do you use to extract the pleasure? That's kedusha. That's not pleasure. That's kedusha. The pleasure. Yeah, your mind. The mind is what extracts the pleasure from that food. That requires effort. How to makasha that pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our job. And that you can do in the whole world. The world's dripping with opportunities for first class pleasure. You can fly first class with a chocolate bar. It means you're sitting in the cargo, you know, like in the lowest place in the airplane, you know, the guys flying in the lounge up top there, you know, sitting in these armchairs, and you pay $10 for the seat and you're sitting there with them because you know how to take the pleasure out of this world. No. Second level is the love you have for your children, your wife, your family. Oh, the spiritual creation. Creating something, any creation, the highest level of creation is Kedusha Torah. It's very close to Dveikus to Hashem. Once again, it can become Dveikus to Hashem. Learning Torah, if you understand that you're learning Torah and Hashem's talking to you and you're extracting that, that also becomes part of it. He never said this, I said this. It's an amazing, powerful Kiruv Shia that if you show a person the flip between the. Everybody understands what physical pleasure and emotional pleasure is. Everybody wants $100 million in the bank and a nice, happy family. That's you know, if you can give a share, how to never have to worry about money again because you've got enough money in the bank and your kids are beautiful and you have a wonderful family, everything's gewaldig. Everyone would say, I don't need more than that. Yeah, and you prove to them that they give that all up for one moment of being the right thing. I'll prove it to you very quickly. You'd give that all up. Your dream of your $100 million, if that's enough for you, take $1 billion, however much you want, put it in the bank. You've got this amazing wife, Shalom Bais, you've got a beautiful family, the best, what everything you ever dreamed about at home, you have that. You'll give it up in 1 second for something to do something right. Prove it to you? It's an amazing Kiruv tool, this, eh? You go on business overseas to China, let's say, Russia, Romushane, where you're on your way out, after having conducted your business, they stop you at customs and they arrest you for being a spy. They stick you in some dungeon somewhere, whatever, and they leave you there to rot. Now you remember, you've got your $100 million in the bank, you've got this awesome family, you've got like, you have everything you ever wanted in your life. They come to you, they give you some sort of false trial, they sentence you to death. You were caught spying. No, I'm not a spy. You were caught spying, whatever. You go argue with these guys, you're being sentenced to death. Stick you back in jail. 3 days later, they open up, the guy comes to you and says, listen, I've got a deal for you. You're being sentenced to death. Tomorrow they're taking you out, they're shooting you, or they're killing you, whatever, however they do it in China. Yeah? I've got a deal for you. In the next door room, there are 1,000 Chinese babies. You know, in China, we don't let you have girls. So when these girls are born, we kill them. Yeah? But it's not such a pleasant job, and nobody really wants to do it. We'll take you into that room. You kill those 100 babies or 1,000 babies, whatever your price is, okay? And we'll let you go. No one will ever know about it. Between you and me, no one will ever know about it. And you can go home to your $100 million and your happy family or whatever. You do it or not?
Shifra and Pua.
You wouldn't do
it. Tazov Shifra. Pua, would you do it?
No.
You can't. So no, you just gave up $100 million and all the love and everything you ever wanted for one moment of noble purpose. You see that there's something in this world much more choshuv than all the money and all the love in the world. You tell that to a bunch of chilonim sitting there who didn't know that there was anything outside of money and pleasure. It's like a very powerful moment there. From Reb Noach, very powerful.
Where do you take it from there after that?
Where do you after? I mean, Musa, what you do with it afterwards?
No, no, where does it go in terms of the kuruv?
You show them that there's something in the world that's more important than all the money and all the love and all the pleasure in the world. The chinuch says it mefurish. The moedikalosh in the chinuch. He says, avosoi v'tanugim whatever, ze efes v'tohu. There's about four words of completely mevatting all the pleasures in the world. Keneged avosoi Hashem yisbara. Avosoi Hashem is mevatel every pleasure in the world. Now, once you got them, now you got them shocked. No, they're like, he never thought about that before.
Can so
you start explaining to him. There's things in the world that are more choshuv than the two things that you knew were everything. That's what your whole life is geared on. You give that up in 1 second, not to do the wrong thing.
And also, you receive what that means. Why to 1 million? Millions. You need, you will receive it.
Yeah, you're right. That's an Ibn Dalimullah talking. That's not the street out there talking.
It's good.
Thank you.
Yeshiva Shalom brings a very interesting thing. Amida, Achila, Yeshiva, Shaina. Where you see the good. Hey.